For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom from that time on and forever. A child is a king. The story that begins in the throne room of heaven continues in a lowly manger in Bethlehem. From the presence of the Creator of the world to a young, humble girl, the king fulfills the prophecy told through the ages. But who would have expected a child to be a majestic king? Who would have expected the king to be born of such simple, humble beginnings? God himself set his plan into action, and she will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel. Joseph had come up from the town of Nazareth to Bethlehem, the town of David. He went with Mary, who was pledged to marry him and was expecting a child. While they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Jesus, let me see you smile. stars. Rest here in my arms a while and feel my beating heart. I know that this world needs you, even as I hold you tight. I know your brow will wear a crown, but sweet one, not tonight. So go your noble face, my tiny little prince of peace, though I do not know how, you'll find a way to change the world, but you can rest for now. So go to sleep, my child.
There is always celebration when a baby makes her appearance into our world. This celebration was different. All of heaven was rejoicing over the birth of Jesus. The angels' joyous celebration overflowed out of heaven onto a sheep-covered field outside of Bethlehem. There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests."
The drama unfolded, the curtain was opened, while an audience of angels were holding its breath. A census, a manger, two travel-worn strangers, the stage was finally set. Angels folded their wings at the throne, worshiping as God whispered, "I love you, my son." Jesus took off his crown and laying it down said, "Father, thy will be done."
The time has now come for God's only Son to be born as a light in a dark, lonely place, coming from heaven's hall to Bethlehem's hall, where his darling newborn face.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." These awkward, smelly shepherds were the first to worship the Christ child. Shepherds kneeling at the manger, giving honor to the great shepherd. Little did they know that this little child would lead them to the throne room of God. All they had to do was to be his sheep and follow. The cold, lonely, starry night had turned into one of holiness and love.
All on your knees.
The new infant king was crowned with a diadem of bright heavenly jewels. One star shone above the rest, a pathway of light that led to the Holy Child. From the east, three kings followed the light to Judea. Once there, they inquired at the court of King Herod concerning where this new king might be found. This king, who has his own star, intrigued them. He must be different than any other king they had encountered. What kind of king is he? He was worthy of honor for the three from the east. What kind of king is he for you today? Jesus Christ is the King of all creation, but who is he in your life? He sits on heaven's throne, but what place does he hold in your heart? The invitation is the same this morning as it was long ago, at a manger, at a cross, at an empty tomb. It is the same question Pilate presented to a deafening crowd, and that comes as a still, small voice deep inside each heart. What will you do with this King?
Thank you.
Pray with me. Dear King Jesus, thank you for leaving your throne to come to our earth as a shepherd for all. Today we praise you for being our King, our Redeemer, our Savior. Holy Spirit, please shine the heavenly light deep into our hearts and lead us to the Christ this morning. We give you all that we have and all that we are. May we shine for you today and always as we gather this season with family and friends. Amen.